Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Hello, hello, everybody. My terrific co-host Lisa Davis is away today, so I will be hosting the show solo. Okay, so many years ago, I was attending a family function, and my son, who was probably 3 or 4 at the time, went over to the sweet table and wanted every single bright neon-colored candy that was on the table. And I remember my immediate reaction was, no chance, you cannot have any of these. And I knew they contained sugar, but it wasn't the sugar that was causing my mommy radar to go off. It was something else, and I didn't know what it was until several years later when I wrote my book, Unjunk Your Junk Food. And our guest today, Bert Cohen, is a candy expert and the founder of Surf Sweets and True Joy Sweets, candy companies that make candies without artificial ingredients. Welcome to Naturally Savvy Radio, Bert.
Hi, Andrea. Thank you for including us. We really appreciate it.
No, and I'm excited to talk to you because, I mean, really, the reason we wrote on Junk Your Junk Food was because of that incident. And I remember thinking, okay, there's got to be better options. And I'm a realistic mom. I know my kids are going to eat candy. They're going to eat junk food. But I also knew that there had to be better options. And I didn't know about you guys. You know, this was so many years ago, and I wish I had. So I'd love you to tell our listeners a little bit about why you started Surf Sweets and what you do to make your candy better options for moms like me who have kids who are going to eat it.
Absolutely. So we founded True Sweets in 2008, and that was right about the time that my first daughter was born. I myself have always been a big candy fan. I've had a sweet tooth, and I knew that chances were that she was also going to have a sweet tooth as she grew up. So I wanted to make sure that we had some better for her and better for you options available. All of our products are made with organic sweeteners. We do not use anything artificial, no artificial colors, obviously no artificial sweeteners, no artificial flavors, and our items are also GMO-free as well as free of the 8 most common allergens.
And I think for someone like myself, you know, I have 3 kids. I have a 12-year-old, I have a 10-year-old, and I have a 5-year-old, and the older my kids get, I see the less control I have over them in terms of what they eat. They go to movies, they go to friends' houses. I mean, they're going to the convenience store. They're able to, you know, make their decisions on themselves as to what they get as opposed to me handing it to them. And I think the key is really laying that foundation for the kids. So I know my biggest nemesis as a mom is food coloring. Why don't you just go into a little bit about why food coloring is such a problem for kids?
Sure. So, I mean, food coloring, for those of you who don't know, it's made out of petrochemicals. It's derived from coal tar and other things like that. So when you start off with material like that, obviously the end product is not something that's probably going to be very good for your health. There have been a number of studies out there that have tied food colors, artificial food colors, to all sorts of longer-term health problems, as well as some learning challenges. For me, I can't see any good reason to include those in food products, especially candy.
I know in our house when my son, and I talk about this in the book, when my son and my daughter at the time, they were probably 4 and 5. I mean, they were younger. And I remember my son, every time he would eat food coloring, he would go nuts. Like literally within a few minutes, they would go crazy. And we'd call it the crazies in our house. And my husband didn't believe me for the longest time until we did an experiment. And within 10 minutes, like they were, you know, bouncing off the walls. And I think it's important for people who are listening is that, you know, yes, your kids are going to come into contact. And yes, you know, the grandparents might be giving your kids candy. And you may not understand why it's important that we choose healthier options like Surf Sweets, because when you're giving them additives, chemicals, food coloring, these are things like you said, Bert, that are not healthy for our children. So get into a little bit about the different, you said it's free of the many top allergens. What are some of the other allergens that are in foods that kids can be allergic to and why, you know, Surf Sweet doesn't have it?
Sure. So, you know, our products, aside from being great tasting and again, organic, as I mentioned, are free of the 8 most common allergens. Those include all types of nuts, also include wheat, dairy, soy, eggs, and then other things like fish, which obviously you don't normally find in candy. But a lot of times these allergens are either in sub-ingredients in candy or these candies are going to be produced in facilities where they have these allergens. So our products, you know, provide virtually all kids and parents a safe option that they can enjoy.
You know, I remember a couple of years ago, my daughter was on the couch. And at the time, Good Luck Charlie was on. I know you have kids, Bert, so... And, you know, I'm sure you've heard of the show Good Luck Charlie. And I remember they did an episode on Halloween. They did an episode on Halloween. And I guess at the time, like the mother was giving out baby carrots for Halloween. And my daughter at the time turned around and looked at me horrified, saying, "Oh my God, we're not that house mom, are we?" And I remember like the horror in her face about the fact like that she wouldn't put it past me to give out baby carrots for Halloween, right? So talk about a little bit, you know, what are some of the options for people like myself who I don't want to give out that horrible candy just because it's the cheaper option at, you know, somewhere to buy it out there. What are some options that Serve Sweets has for people like me who want to give out healthier options, for especially around Halloween?
Sure. So we have developed over the years a number of different seasonal items. We have trick-or-treat packs for Halloween, Valentine's packs, obviously for Valentine's Day, a number of different options for Easter, as well as some different options for Christmas. Our belief is, you know, the most important thing is to have a lot of fun different offerings for kids and parents that they'll like. And actually, when kids try our products, the overwhelming sentiment is they actually like them better than their artificial counterparts.
You know, I love that you said that, and it's true. I have conducted many, many, many experiments myself over the years, because for Halloween, we gave out the Serve Sweets candies, the little packages that you're talking about, and some of the parents even were skeptical. They're like, what do these taste like? They're like, they look like, you know, regular candy, except not as bright. Do they taste good? I'm like, you know what? I'm not even going to say what I think. You try it. And both, it was a friend in particular I'm talking about. Her and her daughter tried it. Her daughter looked at her and said, "Mom, this is better than the regular candy." So the mother was like, "Oh my God, I have to try it." And she tried it. And she's like, "Wow, this is really good." And I think people are not, I mean, it's funny how people perceive, you know, candy that may not be as bright or neon not to taste as good because we eat with our eyes, right? So I maybe just talk a little bit about why that perception is there.
Yeah, I think the perception, you know, exists because a long time ago, you know, back when the natural organic food industry started, there were a lot of products that didn't really taste that good. So I think people that were early adopters or people that, you know, initially tried those products were sort of skeptical. But over time, I mean, products have gotten a lot better. And especially, you know, with a candy-type product, I mean, we're putting in real fruit juice and things like that. So, I mean, to me, that tastes a lot better than some sort of artificial concoction that's used to cheapen products and make them as bright as possible. So I can truly and honestly tell you that, you know, our products, they really taste of fresh fruit, and they have definitely a superior taste to our artificial competitors.
I definitely agree with that 100%. And I know a lot of people that I've spoken to agree with that too. So, you know, it's what my kids love. One of the products my kids love are your candy canes at Christmas. So talk a little bit about those, because I mean, candy canes, Christmas is synonymous with candy canes, and you see those really bright candy canes out there, but talk why yours are better. And, you know, I know we talked about the taste, why they're amazing, but just talk a little bit about how they came to be, because I find that is an interesting thing, because you would think it's a smaller, amount of people who buy it, but I guess tell us a little bit about the candy canes.
Sure. So we are the only organic candy cane in the market. We've been around for about 5 years with that product. It's definitely one of our most popular items. Instead of using red dye 40 like our counterparts or GMO-laden corn syrup, we're using organic sweeteners, and then we use organic fruit and vegetable juice to get the red stripe. Now, to be honest, our red stripe is not quite as red as our artificial counterparts, but it's still beautiful. It's got a great color, and taste-wise, nobody has any complaints whatsoever.
And I think that's an important point to mention too, is that natural candies, organic candies, are not going to be brightly colored. They're not going to be that the bright neon color that you're going to see in the store. And that's important to note, because those bright neon colors are the ones that contain artificial colors, and those are the ones we want to keep really far away from our kids. So please, for those of you who are listening, look for products like Serve Sweets, like True Joy Sweets. Like these are the companies we need to be supporting. And I'm a big fan. I mean, Britt, you know, I'm a huge fan of your company. We've been working together for many, many years, and I'm just a big fan of supporting natural brands, organic brands that are trying to make a difference for us and the health of our kids.
Really appreciate that, Andrea, and we wouldn't be where we are today without your support.
Well, if you want to learn more about Bert and his company, you can visit surfsweets.com and truejoysweets.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at surfsweets and at truejoysweets. I'm Andrea Donsky. Lisa is away today, but she normally is with me. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and please keep those artificial colors away from your kids.